Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. In 1960, Frank Sinatra went from being a mere pop star to a bona fide music mogul. That year, he formed the brand new record label Reprise Records and became the chairman of the board. This hour on the show, we'll explore the early years of Reprise Records and hear from the singers who called the label home, including Sinatra himself, his friends like Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin, as well as other singers like Keeley Smith and Mavis Rivers. It's The Chairman, Reprise's early years. Coming up next on Afterglow.
You're a nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. Find yourself somebody to love. You're a nobody till somebody loves you. You're a nobody till somebody cares. You may be a king, you may possess the whole world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world still is the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody, nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody, gotta get yourself somebody, because you're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be a king, you might possess the big fat world and its gold, the gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world, the whole world's the same, you'll never change it. Change it. As sure as the stars shine above, somebody to love.
Frank Sinatra with arranger Billy May performing You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You. That's from Sinatra's 1961 album Sinatra Swings, his second album for Reprise Records. This album came out just 2 months after a very similar Sinatra album, also arranged by Billy May, called Come Swing With Me, which he recorded out of obligation for his old label, Capitol. Sinatra Swings was designed to undercut Capitol's sales of Come Swing With Me. Sinatra even tried to give the Reprise record the purposefully similar title of Swing Along With Me. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at the early history of Reprise Records, the label that Frank Sinatra founded in 1960. The story of Reprise Records begins, strangely, with Norman Granz. Granz was the impresario in charge of Verve Records, one of jazz's most important labels in the 1950s, boasting a roster of Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Oscar Peterson, and Stan Getz. Norman Granz and Frank Sinatra were no fans of one another. They were too similar and too controlling to ever get along. Norman Granz was interested in selling Verve Records around 1960, and Frank Sinatra was interested in buying it. Sinatra was growing very frustrated with his current label, Capitol Records. He was tired of answering to somebody else, and he wanted more control, more ownership, and more power. He made a play for Verve, but Granz was not interested in ceding control over to Sinatra. Granz sold the label instead to MGM. But the seed was planted in Sinatra's head. He now wanted his own record label. It was late in the year 1960, soon after Sinatra finished the presidential campaign for his friend John F. Kennedy, when he became the chairman of the board of Reprise Records. Reprise, as in the musical term, to play and play again. There's no truth to the old rumor that Frank Sinatra pronounced it reprise, as in a reprisal against Capitol Records. Sinatra was technically still under contract with Capitol when he founded Reprise Records, so he tried to make a big splash with his first Reprise album to compete with current Capitol albums that were still on the market. The first Reprise album was a hard-swinging record called Ring-a-Ding-Ding. Ring-a-Ding-Ding was actually one of those phrases that was part of Sinatra's unique vocabulary. His friends Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn had a little fun turning this Sinatra-ism into a song. Here's Frank Sinatra from the album Ring-a-Ding-Ding with his song, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, on Afterglow.
Life is dull, it's nothing but one big lull. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling like the toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. How could that funny face that seemed to be commonplace project you right into space without any warning? Don't know if it's morning, nighttime, winter, or spring. What's the difference? Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. She takes your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing to people love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Thank you. cheek grabs your hand. This captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book hunting for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in a steeple, announcing the people love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding.
Frank Sinatra with Ring-a-Ding-Ding. That's from his first album for his own label, Reprise Records. The arranger there was Johnny Mandel, a young arranger who Sinatra discovered in Las Vegas. Sinatra used Mandel because he wasn't able to land some of his regular arrangers like Nelson Riddle or Billy May for this session, but Riddle and May would make the leap to Reprise Records in due time. The direction of Reprise in its early years was built largely on the tastes of Frank Sinatra. It became a repository for the work of his friends and other singers that he enjoyed, as well as a few comedy records, but absolutely no rock and roll. Sinatra's Vegas pals played a part in Reprise's first few years, including Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Bing Crosby. Let's hear some early Reprise records from these three, beginning with Sammy Davis Jr. Here's a track from his 1961 Reprise record, The Wham of Sam, and the tune Let There Be Love, on Afterglow.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne and sparkling champagne, let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze, let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. Some sparkling champagne. Let there be the birds that keep on singing in the trees. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please, first of all, please, let there be love.
Everybody
Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody lost somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
If I had it in my power,
I would arrange for every girl to have your charm. Every boy would find what I found in your heart. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone.
Come, my love, with me across the sea. Return to paradise. All in life worthwhile is on that isle. Return to paradise. Velvet moon above evil turns to love, love evermore. Your peace of mind. Return to Velvet moon above evil turns to love. of mine return to paradise.
Some Rat Pack tunes for Frank Sinatra's reprised records. We just heard Bing Crosby from his one solo reprise album. That was Return to Paradise from his 1964 island-themed record called Return to Paradise Islands, arranged by Nelson Riddle. Before that, we heard Dean Martin in 1964 with his hit Everybody Loves Somebody. And starting that set, Sammy Davis Jr. with Let There Be Love, arranged by Marty Paich. Two of Reprise Records' biggest female singers from the early years were Keeley Smith and Rosemary Clooney. Both singers were close with Sinatra, and he played a part in bringing them along to his new label. For Clooney, her first album for Reprise in 1963 was an album of ballads that she actually recorded 2 years earlier for RCA Records. It was arranged by Nelson Riddle, but RCA never released the album. Desperate for new material, Sinatra bought the recording masters and released them on Reprise under the title Love. Here's Rosemary Clooney from that album with Someone to Watch Over Me on Afterglow.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Thank you. He was my adored one. Then he became the bored one. And I was like a toy that brought him joy one day. A broken toy that he preferred to throw away. If I expected love when first we kissed, blame it on my youth. If it was just for him I did exist, blame it on my youth. On my mind all night and day, blame it on my youth. If I forgot to eat and sleep and pray, blame it on my youth. And truth, please don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my you.
Singer Keely Smith from the Reprise album The Intimate Keely Smith, performing Blame It on My Youth. Before that, we heard Rosemary Clooney from her Reprise debut with Someone to Watch Over Me. One of the biggest coups from the early years of Sinatra's Reprise records was the addition of bandleader Count Basie to its roster. Count Basie and his orchestra made 4 studio recordings for Reprise in the early 1960s, and 2 of these recordings were duets with the chairman himself. The Sinatra-Basie sessions were touted by the label as a historical musical first, and they remain some of Sinatra's most memorable, relaxing, and swinging recordings. Here's Sinatra and Basie with the Gershwin tune, Nice Work If You Can Get It, on Afterglow.
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where 2 hearts become one. Who could ask anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Thank you. midnight, 'neath the starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just think of someone waiting at the cottage door. Our hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Frank Sinatra with Count Basie and his orchestra in 1962 with Nice Work If You Can Get It. That's from their first album together for Reprise Records. We'll hear more from the early years of Sinatra's Reprise Records in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the early years of Reprise Records this hour, the label created by singer Frank Sinatra in 1960. Sinatra's early albums for Reprise fell into one of two categories. There were the ones designed to undercut the sales from his previous record label, Capitol, including Ring-a-Ding-Ding, Swing Along With Me, and Sinatra's Sinatra. And then there were the pet projects. These included his duet album with Count Basie, his remembrance of Tommy Dorsey, and some larger projects like Sinatra and Strings and the concert Sinatra. These last two projects showed the singer flexing his muscles a bit by performing with a larger orchestra, often with some weightier material. This kind of music would define his later career in the late 60s and the 1970s. Here's Sinatra in 1961 from the album Sinatra and Strings, arranged by Don Costa. This is a curious verse-only version of Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust on Afterglow.
Dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die.
Love is now the stardust of yesterday. The music of the years gone by. Your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. In these dreams I've loved you so that by now think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. So that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you.
From the album The Concert Sinatra, that was the Rodgers and Hammerstein song I Have Dreamed, originally from the show The King and I. Before that, we heard Sinatra with Stardust from his album Sinatra and Strings. The Concert Sinatra from 1963 was one of Sinatra's finest performances. The arrangements were all by Nelson Riddle, and it featured an ensemble of over 70 musicians, the largest group to ever assemble in a studio to back a pop singer. Sinatra's turn as record executive meant that many other stars fell under his wing at Reprise Records. Besides his Rat Pack friends like Sammy Davis Jr., other singers that worked on Reprise included Jump Blues legend Jimmy Witherspoon and the marvelous Samoan jazz singer Mavis Rivers. In 1960, Rivers was touted as the next big thing, and she was compared often to Ella Fitzgerald. One thinks that had she started her career a few years earlier, she would have been a much bigger star. But unfortunately, she became popular just as the idea of a jazz singer was something of a relic. Rivers recorded 3 albums for Reprise Records, and let's hear from some of them now, beginning with her take on the song Honeysuckle Rose on Afterglow.
Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. To touch my cup, you're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose. Your confection, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose.
Love you madly, right or wrong. Sounds like the lyric of a song. But since it's so, I thought you ought to know. I love you madly. Better fish are in the sea. Is not the theory for me. And that's for sure, just like I said before. I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me, I dream about so proudly. You'd know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you'll say to me, I love you madly. Thank you.
so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you'll say to me, I love you.
The sky was blue, and high above, the moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, come back to me. You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk alone with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. Sky's blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love will come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walked alone with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. Sky is blue, night is cold, moon is new, love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love will come back, love will come back, love will come back to me.
Jimmy Witherspoon, the former Jump Blues star, taking his turn as a jazz singer. That was Witherspoon with the song Lover Come Back to Me from his 1961 album Spoon for Reprise Records. Before that, we heard singer Mavis Rivers, who is from Western Samoa by way of New Zealand, performing Love You Madly and Honeysuckle Rose. Those are from her first two records for Reprise. By 1963, almost as soon as Frank Sinatra founded Reprise Records, he gave it up. Call it his capriciousness, but Sinatra sold the company to Warner Brothers in August 1963, in a generous deal that left him out ahead. The driving reason for the sale was that Reprise was hemorrhaging money. Sinatra's reluctance to sign rock and roll artists closed him off to a huge part of the market, and his ambitious pet projects bled the company dry. One of the biggest culprits was the project The Reprise Musical Repertory Theater. This ambitious four-disc set featured everyone on the Reprise catalog, including Sinatra himself, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, The Hi-Lows, Dean Martin, and Keeley Smith, all performing songs from recent Broadway hits, like Finian's Rainbow, South Pacific, and Guys and Dolls. It was an enormous and expensive project that did not pay off commercially for the label. It did, however, produce one of Sinatra's most memorable recordings. The tune was Luck Be a Lady from Guys and Dolls, a film that Sinatra starred in 8 years earlier. Sinatra's swinging version of this tune was perfectly suited to his new Las Vegas lifestyle, and it's also one of the last recordings that he made for Reprise while serving as its chairman of the board. Here's Frank Sinatra with Luck Be a Lady on Afterglow.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. Treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party
baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Frank Sinatra with Luck Be a Lady, arranged by Billy May. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook. Here on Afterglow.